The Education USA Academy was created to provide high school students from outside of the United States with opportunities to learn about American higher education in an immersive residential program. The University of Tennessee Knoxville is one of 14 host institutions for the Education USA Academy. We had several visitors come to WUOT earlier this weekend, and I spoke with two of them about their visit here at the University of Tennessee. The students in this particular group are from Argentina, Egypt, Kuwait, Palestine, Portugal, and Uzbekistan.
My name is Bavli Shahata, and I'm from Egypt, Luxor. I've just graduated high school in Egypt, and I'm here to get prepared for college and to learn.
My name is Shahina Muhammadova. I'm from Uzbekistan. I'm 17 years old, and I have 1 year of high school. After graduating high school, I want to study in the U.S.
How did you come to the United States? Tell me about this program and how you got into the program.
Well, I came to the United States after winning a scholarship from Education USA Academy, organized by U.S. Embassy in our country. And firstly, I got to know about it from some of my friends who suggested that I should take part in the competition. And I just submitted my essay and my grades at school, and they asked me to come over to have some interview. And after a week after the interview, they just sent me an email telling them I was a winner of the Education USA scholarship program.
Were you surprised that you were accepted into this program?
I was at first, because I was not quite sure about how I wrote my essay. But after the interview, I was pretty confident that I would win the scholarship.
Okay, and you did. And then how long do you come here for?
I came here for a month, and it's the last week of the program.
So you're going home. You're all going home soon.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bavli.
Yes.
Tell me about your experience. Did you have to do the same thing that she did?
Yeah, so basically, I also earned a scholarship here. I heard about it from the school, so... The school asked for the best students and asked them if they want to apply for the scholarship. So I accepted it and I started applying. I filled some forms, I wrote some essays, some extracurricular activities, and then sent everything, which was right before the deadline. So I wasn't sure if everything would be submitted on time or not. And I didn't get a response for a month. So I thought that maybe they forgot about it. But seems like the school told us way too early, and then I was surprised one day when I checked my email and I was told that I have an interview in a week, and so I went there and I found I met like 10 other people from Egypt. I had my interview. The interviewees were great and I loved them, and well, I became confident as well right after the interview. A week later, I got my response and I got accepted.
Congratulations as well. And
thank
let
you.
Me just say, you're both of you, you have excellent spoken English skills and listening skills. How did you get so good so young?
I've been learning English for 7 years.
Well, I'm in a language school, so I've been studying all my subjects in English, including math and science. I also love American movies very much, and I love their songs. So I've always been listening to them, and this made it quite easier. Also, I play some online games, and so I get to know some friends online from the US, and I speak to them a lot. And so, yeah, all of this together made me the way I am now.
What movies are your favorites?
Harry Potter, of course.
Yeah.
Well, lots of movies. I mean, John Wick, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and I can go on.
Do you have any favorite movies?
Yeah. I'm also a big fan of Harry Potter, and I also like Sherlock Holmes, and I've also watched some TV series on Netflix, like Vampire Diaries and Riverdale.
So when you came to the United States, did you have preconceptions? Did you have ideas, I know how the United States was going to be, or this is what I think the United States is going to be like? Did you have those kinds of thoughts, and did they match your actual experience in the United States?
One thing, I thought that it would be very crowded in here, but because I didn't know what Knoxville was like at first. But then I came here and I found out how it's not crowded, yet it's not empty. So it's like something in between. And this is my favorite thing, because if I've been somewhere like LA, I don't think I would fit in there.
I had always thought of America as a country of skyscrapers or something. But when I came here, I found out that it was a blend of nature and the modern technology. And I really enjoyed it.
When you found out you were going to Tennessee, did you know anything at all about Tennessee?
My English teacher at school wanted to come here to Tennessee. He's been to some states in here, but he hasn't been to Tennessee before. And so when I told him that I'm going to Tennessee, he told me how great it is, how nice the people are. And yeah, actually the people are nice everywhere. The trolleys, the dining halls, the restaurants. So yeah, I was not disappointed at all.
Yeah. I have specifically chosen the University of Tennessee because the program here was more based on business and entrepreneurship. So I was quite ready to accept Tennessee because of its marvelous programs that it offered.
Are you all interested? Is this whole group interested in business, or are there many different interests?
I think most of us have come here because of the business section, because we had lots of other universities that we could have applied to. But yeah, Tennessee was one that was very special about business.
Do you think you'll come back? You mentioned wanting to come back and study in the United States. Do you think this is something you want to pursue?
Yes, definitely. I've just graduated high school, so I've been trying to apply for scholarships in here. But since I'm from Egypt, I can't really afford coming here unless it's a full scholarship. So I didn't get lucky to get one. But I think I may be coming here for my master's.
And I'm coming to the United States, but not specifically to Tennessee. I want to apply to Georgetown University.
Yeah.
Because they have a marvelous international relations programs.
Do you think you'll miss this place? Do you think you'll miss this experience when you go home? You're going home soon. And yeah. you made a lot of new friends, I assume.
Yes, definitely. I would be missing the place, but the people here I've already have their contact, and I don't think we'll stop talking forever. So I've made some lifelong friends in here. The place itself, of course, I will miss it, but I've made some great memories. I've taken pictures everywhere around here, and so these pictures will be quite saved all my life.
And I will definitely miss this place. But as I'm coming to the United States, I hope to come to Tennessee to live after I retire or something.
Well, thank you very much for coming in to visit us here at WUOT.
Our pleasure.
You have been listening to Changing Course, a production of WUOT. For Changing Course, I'm Todd Steed. Thanks again to our visitors from the Education USA Academy from all over the world.